Hello, my name is Femke, and what you're about to hear and see is an improvisation of a piece that we are preparing for a book in the making, Volumetric Regimes, Material Cultures of Quantified Presence. And I'm working on this together with companion Hannah Rocha. What is going on with 3D? This is a question that is both very large, but also modest. We asked, provoked by an intuitive concern with how 3D scanning, tracking, and modeling seemed to thrive with normative renderings of race, gender, class, species, age, and ability. And one of these way the ways that we thought this was happening was through the phenomenon of the industrial continuum of 3D. Whether it's cultural heritage, archaeological sites, or the natural world, his personal mission is to build technologies that help explore the world and the disappearing things around us. The engineer and the entrepreneur aims an arsenal of synchronized cameras at a caged rhinoceros and explains, "In the end, you will be able to stand next to the rhino, look into the animal's eyes, and this creates an emotional connection that is beyond what you can get from a flat video or photograph. The ultimate application will be to bring the rhino to everyone." So what you're looking at are fragments and stills from a video called "The Rhino in the Room." 3D scan brings near extinct Sumatran species to virtual life. It's published by National Geographic and it features Ann and Corey Jaskolski. 3D scanning a specimen of the near extinct Sumatran rhinoceros as an act of conservation turns the sixth extinction into a spectacle itself. As a last-minute techno fix, it renders the ultimate application available for everyone at home, but the chain of operation it participates in technically contributes to extinction itself. Capturing the rhinoceros evidently depends on part-takers such as mineral extraction and the consumption of turbo computing, but also continues to trust in the control over time by techno-solutionist means such as volumetric capture and reanimation. The industrial continuum of 3D can be observed when volumetric techniques and technologies flow between industries such as biomedical imaging, wildlife conservation, border patrol, and Hollywood computer graphics. The fluency of this phenomenon is based on an intricate paradox. Even if the continuum moves smoothly between distinct, different, or mutually exclusive fields of application, it leaves very little space for radical experiments and surprise combinations. As an input to this panel, I, or we, I speak with two voices, would like to wonder how such consistent controversy is established. But more importantly, we want to contribute with a list of possible techniques, paradigms, and procedures for computing otherwise, wondering which other worldings might be imagined. We named the continuum of 3D industrial because of its flows, because that it's are powered by extractive patriarchal colonial capitalists form. Think, for example, of the efficacy of scanning the underground for available resources with technologies first developed for brain surgery. Legitimated areas of research that spill into management zones with oppressing practices, and in the entrepreneurial eyes of old modern scientists, glitters startup hunger, impatience to serve the kingdom of Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and Microsoft. So besides a National Geographic Fellow, Corey Jaskolski is also a founder of Synthetic, a company specialized in creating virtual training data for the possible continuums of 3D. The continuum of 3D settles and flows in particular ways. Its self-fulfilling moves produce increasingly normed worlds that are continued along the axis of the probable. What other forms of volumetric continuation, of circulation and settlement might be quite possible as a way to world differently? We're trying to reorient 3D from a transfeminist perspective and move obliquely to find another how that can stay with complexity and will not negate, facilitate, or altogether erase other modes of existence. Could an ethics and politics committed to volumetric complexity emerge from reverse engineering the ebbs and flows of industrial affection? Our first task is to rescue the desire for continuity from the claws of the established, the normed, and the modern. Against the unbearable persistence of 3D, discontinuity, latency, and unsettlement are only evident counterforces as long as they engage with resisting what 3D settles by flow. Not any form of circulation or continuity counts as problematic, but particular forms that confirm sameness and alignment with neoliberal accumulation, colonial commercial norms, and one directionality. So here is a list. Of proposals for which are each nothing short of a radical shift in how we approach money. One, remediating Cartesian anxiety. What if we decide to use 6 instead of 4 axes, 12 instead of 3, or 0 instead of n? What if we take time to get used to multiple paradigms for orientation instead of settling for only one regime? Letting go of the finite coordinates of x, y, z, and t could be a first step. Paranodes to ever-polygonal worlds. By paying attention to the paranodal in ever-polygonal worlds, the simplistic dominance of node centricity might quickly shift to entirely different topological articulations. This would allow other imagination of relationality, this time not along the vectors of sameness and similarity, but emerging from the undefined materiality of what's there and what was underrepresented by paradigmatic technosciences. Extraplanar projections. We know the cartographies of complexity are already there, but we just have been lacking the means for their representation, their analysis, and their use. Such extraplanar projections would intervene the world with a realm of possibilities in the in-between of 2D and 3D, not assuming the axioms of linear projection, but rather convoking the playful articulations of elements diffracted inwards, detailing escape of situated 2.1D, 2.5.3D, 2.7D bis, and 2.999999D. Multi-dimensional depth. What reorganization of capturing devices could align with solidarity instead of policing